The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Chof Zayin. We're holding on Chof Vav Amud Beit at the two Dats. We had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot, the time of Tefillat HaShachar, is until Arba Sha'ot, but it's not clear what that means. Yiboilu, Ad V'Ad Bechlal, does that mean till the end of the fourth hour, or does it mean till Arba Sha'ot, Ad V'Lo Ad Bechlal, till the end of the third hour? Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Let's take a look at the usage that he uses of Ad in the rest of the Mishnah. When he's talking about Mincha, he says that we have the period Ad Plag HaMincha. Now, what exactly does that mean? If Plag HaMincha means until the beginning of Plag HaMincha, Ziyamit Bishlama Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal, that explains that there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say until the night, the Plag HaMincha begins, as we said earlier, we're talking about Plag HaMincha Ketana, so that begins 10:45, and that means that he is saying until 10:45. Which would mean that the Rabbanan is all the way until the Shkia. But if you're going to tell me when he says Ad Plag HaMincha, the word Ad means to the end of Plag HaMincha, then that would be basically Shkia. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan would end up saying the same thing. Ein Rabbanan. Okay, all right. Let's see whether we can make it work out with your suggestion. Almai, what are you suggesting? That Ad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, means Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. That would be the beginning of the fourth hour. Okay? Let's see how that works in the Seif of the Mishnah. Shel Musafim Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheva Sha'ot. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, we had a question whether that was actually a girsa in the Mishnah, whether it's a bright, as Tosfos points out over here, because we saw in the Mishnah it's possible that Rabbi, you know, since Rabbi didn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this thing to limit the Zman of Musaf Ad Sheva Sha'ot, it wasn't brought in the Mishnah. But anyway, we certainly saw it in the bright. So let's assume now that we're bringing it directly to the Mishnah. Kol Hayom Rabbi Yehuda Ad Sheva Sha'ot V'Tanya. Here's where we're getting into a problem. Because the question is, what do you do when you have a delay in Tefillat Musaf, and it's already come to the time of Mincha, and now the question is, what do I do first? Mitpalel shel Mincha v'achar kach shel Musaf, shezot tedira v'zoi na tedira. So Tanakhama says, first, pray Mincha. Why? Because the rule is that whatever occurs more frequently is considered to have Kedima. So let's do Mincha, which occurs every day, before we do Musaf, which occurs, obviously, only on special days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So obviously, the case can happen according to Rabbi Yehuda. He has a different opinion, that first you're Mitpalel shel Musaf, achar kach shel Mincha, because at leave at Rabbi Yehuda, you only have a little bit of time left until you can do the Musaf. In which case, zo overet, since you only have until Sheva Sha'ot, zo ino overet. Fine. Okay, now let's try to figure out what the case was when we had Mincha and Musaf together, because we have a little bit of a problem here. The time of Mincha does not begin until 6:30. 6:30 is the middle of the seventh hour. Okay, now if Ad Sheva Sha'ot means until the beginning of the seventh hour, then obviously it is impossible for you to have Musaf and Mincha to pray at the same time. Because the time of Musaf ended Ad Sheva Sha'ot, which is the beginning of the seventh hour, which is 6 o'clock. And the time of Mincha doesn't begin until 6:30. So there's no possible way that they could come together. So if you say the other way, that when Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Ad, he means Ad V'Ad Bechlal. Okay, then it works. See, I'm Rabbi Shlomo Ad V'Ad Bechlal. So that would mean that you have until 7. 7, when we count 7, that is the end of that 7th hour. Same thing we do with years. As we call 1 means at the end of your first year. And the Gemara, 1 means during your first year. And Shana. So this is, so if Ad V'Ad Bechlal, so then we have until 7 o'clock to Dhamma Musa, starting Mincha 6:30, gives us a time in which we could have Shtei Tefillot Ba'adi Adadi. But if you're going to tell me Eliyamet Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal, there's no such thing, it's impossible. You'll never have to do two Tefillot at the same time, because the moment that it's time for Mincha, which is 6:30, Kivin Ad V'lo Shabbat Chah, it's already past the end of the time for Musaf, which was at 6. So, sorry. Okay, fine. Then let's do what you want to do. Now, what are we going to do with the first problem? Elamai, Ad V'Ad Bechlal, Kasher Reisha. So then how could Rabbi Yehuda have said, until the Plag HaMincha, if the Plag HaMincha means the end of the Plag HaMincha, that's essentially Kashecha. So then he's saying the same thing as Rabbanan? Ma'ika ben Rabila Rabbanan? No, wait a minute, guys. Who said he was talking about the Plag HaMincha, meaning the second half of the time? Maybe he means Ad the Ad Bichlal of the first, the Plag HaMincha. In other words, until 10:45, which is, because he already explained that we're talking about Mincha Ketana, so then that means the first half of the Plag HaMincha ends at 10:45. So you have the difference between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Yehuda, the difference between 10:45 and 12. So Mi Sabbatai Plag HaMincha is Plag HaKonakama. The Plag HaMincha is referring to Plag HaRishonakama. So what he was trying to say was, at what point, Emat Nafik Plag HaRishonakama Plag HaKona, when he was talking about the Yud Aleph Sha'ot Chaser Raviyah, he wasn't talking about the beginning. That wasn't his definition. And what do I mean by the Plag HaMincha, that which begins at 10:45? He was saying, and when would the end of that time be, which would express my Ad, the Ad Bichlal of the first Plag HaMincha, up until the point of 10:45, Yud Aleph Sha'ot Chaser Raviyah. On Rav Nachman of Anadamite, it's quite clear from the Braita that indeed Rav Yehuda is talking about Ad Bichlal. Because Rav Yehuda ben Bava, Ha'id Chamisha Devarim, there were five things we're going to see that we are really getting into the sugya in a very roundabout way of what happened on the day in which they were mekabel all of the ediyot, which was the day of the siluk of Rabbi Gamliel from the Nesiyut, where they brought in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The whole maaseh is going to be brought in the Gemara later today and tomorrow. And this, when we say Ha'id, that's what we're referring to. They came and were made, each person was made the halakot that he had been mekabel. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made chamisha dvarim. First of all, b'ma'aninim et haktana. The case over here is that, as we know, there was a takona in order to avoid children going out to prostitution. So if a child is left without a father, could be Mekabel Kedushin for her. So they were Metakein. Mother could be Mekabel Kedushin. Brothers could be Mekabel Kedushin. We just want to set her up with a man, even though there's no Kedushin, Yoraita. But better that she should have an organized sex life than to be out on the street. Now, what we can do is, in a case where she doesn't like the guy, who's going to force a girl to stay with the guy, she simply says, I don't like him, and walks out. There's no requirement for a get. Okay, where we get into trouble is where you have two sisters, and they're married to brothers. One of them is old enough to be married to Yoraita. Her husband dies. Now that her husband dies, the husband of the little girl, who is the Ketana, is really supposed to do Yivam. Now he's got very serious problems. First of all, he can't do Yivam, because ostensibly, you know, it's a Rabbanan, but ostensibly he's married to the sister, and he's not allowed to do Yivam in Achot Ishto, assuming she's Ishto. The problem is, however, also, that now the sister that he's married to is not allowed to be his wife, because the Dioraita already defined the one who is Zikukalo, his brother's wife, as being his, but at least as far as Zika is concerned. But Zika prevents him, as a Dioraita, from sleeping with this sister who is a child. Therefore, what we do with Zibachloket, but what he was made was that we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that we should suggest to her that maybe she doesn't really like this guy anymore. And that way, we retroactively annul the marriage, and she's now never been married to him. The fact that they've been together for the past 5 years is just they've been checking up together. There's no marriage that has any halachic implications. You are allowed to do yibum to the common law wife that you've had, or to a girl that you raped, or some stuff, which is now what we've done to him. We've turned retroactively all of his relationship to her into a non-marriage relationship. Now he can take the yivama, and everything works out perfectly. So he's made, that's what we do. Furthermore, in a case where a woman's husband disappears on a business trip overseas, never comes back, and a single aide testifies that he died, normally we require shnei edim. However, we may see na taisha piedachat. And that's because, as we learned in great detail back in Yevamot, that because of the fact that she has so much to lose, so she ends up being Mevarer. The next thing was that Al Tarnagosh and Iskalbi Yerushalayim HaShaharaget HaNefesh, a terrible story of a pecking out of an infant's brain by a rooster, and they were derish that, even though it says shor, but we learn it out, that includes any animal, including a Tarnagol. On Yayin Ben Arba'im Yom, Shenit Nasech HaGavei HaMizbeach, and you don't need that it should be well-already fermented wine. So if it's 40-day-old grape juice, it's already sufficient to use on the Mizbeach. And Tomit Shashach Shekarev Barba Sha'ot, which is obviously Alibit Rav Yehuda, who holds that it's Ad Arba Sha'ot. But the problem is, if it was Barba Sha'ot, it was already after. Unless you say Arba Sha'ot means Ad V'Ad Beklal. So Shmamina Ad V'Ad Beklal, Shmamina. Omer of Kana Lach Rav Yehuda, actually we paskin in terms of Zman Tfilah, that it's till the end of the fourth hour, because in idiot, which is called bechirta, that's a play on words, because the word idiot, of course, is built on the edut that was given over at the Yavne for the writing of what ended up being the mission of idiot. But the other meaning of idiot is, of course, idit, which is the best, the elite, absolute creme de la creme. So we call that bechirta, the chosen. Okay, so the chosen mesechta has a psak like Rabbi Yehuda, here it's said over by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, albeit in terms of the Tamid Shel Shachar, but that's essentially Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The next thing that he said was Atom Shashar Shakurov Barba Sha'ot. Now, Mantan Oditzan. Okay, what exactly did this, where does it come from? Because it says, V'chan Hashemesh V'namas, in the description of the entire story of the man. So it says the sun got warm, Vayilketu Oto Baboker, Baboker, Ish Kefi Ochlo, and then it would melt away when the sun gets warm. Now, what does that mean? It means Barba Sha'ot. Okay, we don't know who says this. Atomer Barba Sha'ot. Maybe it means Beshe Sha'ot, but no, Kishomer. Note the difference between Avram Avinu standing kechom ayom, which means that the day is hot. That is to say, there's nowhere to hide from the heat. So if you get under a tree, it's going to be hot. The entire area is hot. That is already afternoon. That's Shesha Otamur. When you say v'chan HaShemesh, as we'll see later on, the diak is, early in the day, the area that's in the sun is very hot, while the areas that were in the shade haven't warmed up yet. So it's only v'chan HaShemesh, as opposed to kechom ayom. And that's namaz. So that must be barba sha'ot. Now, who is the author? Because it doesn't make sense according to anybody. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be the Rabbanan. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because over here, it's saying that at Arba Sha'ot, it was already too late to collect the man. That's when it melted away. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's got that hour left and it's still Boker. But over here it's post-Boker because it says, Dafka, that they were Malakek, Baboker, Lektuoto, Baboker, Baboker. In which case, it doesn't work like Rabbi Yehuda. It certainly doesn't work like the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbanan, they called up to midday Safra. Answers the Gemara, this is a unique situation. Could work out both of Libet Rabbi Yehuda or Libet Rabbanan. Ibaitem Rabbi Yehuda, Ibaitem Rabbanan. Ibaitem Rabbanan, note that the Pasuk says, Vagikatuoto, Baboker, Baboker. What is that double usage of the word boker? It tells you that being mechalek the early part of the day into two sections of boker, the early morning and the later morning. So lishnei bikarim, that means that the 6 hours is mechulak here into two, which gives us 3 hours. Comes along the fourth hour, barba sha'ot, and v'namas, that's the end of the month. Or, could work out of Rabbi Yehuda, where normally we would have the fourth hour, but the extra boker tells me, lakdim, take off a little bit from what would have been otherwise the boker, and be magdim sha'achat. Anyway, everybody apparently could be modi here then. That v'cham ha'shemesh v'namaz is ba'arba sha'ot. What makes you say that from the mashmut of the pasuk? My mashma says, Revach Rabbi Yaakov, amakro v'cham ha'shemesh v'namaz. Ezoi sha'ah, sha'shemesh cham v'atzel tzanein, aviyom rebarba sha'ot. It's really hot by that point in the sun, despite the fact that it's still cool in the shade. Tell me how we paskin in this. Do we paskin? I mean, after all, Rav Kahana did say that Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Shacharit, we said Arba Sha'ot. What about Mincha? How come Rav Yitzchak refused to respond? If he's not going to talk, I guess we're going to figure it out ourselves. We know that Rav was Matzah Shal Shabbat Be'erev Shabbat, and that was Miba Od Yom. Rav actually davened Meiriv of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So he did what we call making an early Shabbos. How did he do that? If you don't hold of Rabbi Yehuda, how could you possibly daven Arvit during the time, which is the time of Mincha? On the other hand, if you hold of Rabbi Yehuda, the time of Mincha has ended at Plag HaMincha. After Plag HaMincha, we can go and we can say Arvit. That must be what he did. So it's clear that the halacha is to Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not a rabbi. If Ravuna the Rabbana refused to say Arvit until the nighttime, Ad Urta, Shbamina in Alachak Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, Ashtaloid Milkatalokamar Kalokamar, then maybe that's why Rabbi Yitzchak was careful not to say anything. Because really, this is left open. The Avad Kemar Avad, but Avad Kemar Avad. You basically have your choice of going either Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, in which case you would finish Mincha by the Plaga Mincha, and after that you could pray Arvit, or you could pray Mincha until Shkia, and then you'd pray Arvit in the nighttime. Rav Iklo Levei Gneva, he once came to Gneva's house and he prayed on Erev Shabbat, he said Arvit of Shabbat, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba was praying behind Rav, Liachorei de Rav, and Rav finished his tefillah, but was careful not to walk in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Some say that means he didn't walk back to his seat by passing in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Others learn he didn't even back up when he finished the Shemone Esrei, or the tefillah Sheva. He didn't back up. But there are those who learn that backing up is not considered to be interrupting the other person's tefillah. But in any event, Shema Minat Tlat, Shema Minat, we learn three things. A, Mitpalel Adam Shel Shabbat Berev Shabbat. B, Shema Minat Mitpalel Tamid Acharei Rabo. How was it that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba would pray behind Rav? It must be that it's okay. V'Shema Minat Asur La'avor Keneged HaMitpalelim. And we also see you cannot walk in front of somebody. The Pashtut of this is because it interrupts his concentration. But the Zohar says that it's because the Shekhinah is present there, and therefore it wouldn't even matter if you walk in front of him or behind him. He does not pass through the Arba Amot with the Shekhinah Shora. Anyway, you're not allowed to walk in front of someone who is praying. Didn't Rav Ami and Rav Asi used to walk to their seats even though people were praying in the Beit HaKnesset? Yes, of course they did, but that was Rav Ami and Rav Asi were chutz l'arba amot to the chalfin. This doesn't extend forever. It's an area of four amot in front of the mitpalel. Okay, but Rabbi Yirmiyah, I mean, how could he pray behind his Rebbe Muvhak? You can't put yourself in the same row as the Rav, because then you're as if you're saying you're as good as he is. And you're not allowed to pray behind the Rav. Why is this? It's just because it looks like you're bound down to the Rav. And we know there's some Hasidim that actually have this problem. So Mamela, we want to make sure that there's no tzad that anybody would think such a thing. Tosfos says it just looks like you're stuck up to be right behind the Rav. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mitpalel Acharei Rabo, or Hanotin Shalom L'Rabo, if you say Shalom Alecha without saying Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori, or even if you're Marzer Shalom L'Rabo, as if he's anybody else, V'acholeka Yeshivato Shel Rabo, to open up another yeshiva during the lifetime of the Rav without Rishut, V'omer Davar Shalosh Amami Pi Rabo, or somebody who says something where it's assumed that it's in the name of his Rav, or he actually quotes his Rav, which he didn't hear from his Rav, Gorem L'Shchinah Shetistalek Mi Yisrael. Anyway, how could Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba do that? Shiny Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, who no longer had a din of a Talmid to Rabbo Muvak, he was actually at this point a Talmid Chaver Ave. By the way, in this very sugya, that's evident, because Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba actually asked Rav, whether Mibadalet, have you been Mekabel Shabbat to not do Malacha? When you did this, you prayed Erev Shabbat, you said Arvit of Shabbat. And he answered him, In Badilna, I have indeed stopped doing Melacha. And you'll notice that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba used second person address. Mi Badalet, you. Did you stop? He didn't say, Mi Badilmar. So clearly, I mean, how would he ever talk like that to Rav? He must have been at this point, he was a friend. Now, is that true, though? That you can do this only if you stop doing melacha? Umi bodil? Von Rebavim? Pam achat itpavel Rebbe. Shel Shabbat berev Shabbat. Rebbe did this once. And after he finished Arvit, he went into the bathhouse, and then he came out, and then he taught us a shir, and it was still bright daylight. You know, this was a very early Shabbat. But, I mean, how did he go into the merchatz if the only way you could do this is if you're mekabel Shabbat? Omar Rava, no, he didn't go into the merchatz to take a bath, which is aser on Shabbat. He went into the bathhouse to get up a good sweat. Lazia was his finished sauna. And it was good in Gezerah. I mean, this is before they made a Gezerah that you're not allowed to take a sauna on the Erev Shabbat. I mean, on Shabbat. Any Vabaya Charlotte of Dibi Barlivoy, the Chavruye Saleh. Once Rav Dimi Bar Livoi had been Mekabel Shabbat by, at least you're claiming it's a Kabbalah Shabbat, by saying Arvit. And nonetheless, he asked Abaye, and Abaye said it's okay for him to take his baskets, he was a basket weaver, and to put them into a sulfur bath, which you can't do on Shabbat. No, that was a whole different mice. What happened over there was that Rav Dimi Bar Livoi made a mistake. The clouds had covered up the sun to such an extent that it looked like it was already after Halot of Shabbat. He went in Davin's Ma'ariv on his own, comes out, and the clouds have scattered, and it's broad daylight. So now, he obviously had made a mistake. Okay, so then he asked Abaye, look, since I made a mistake, I never would have been to Kabbalah Shabbat if I'd realized it was broad daylight. So Abaye said to him, okay, fine, forget about it. So it was Ta'ut Ha'avim. So, says the Gemara, even if it was a Ta'ut, Ta'ut Mihandra, do we in fact allow a guy who is Kabbalah Shabbat but Ta'ut to say, oops, forget it, let's try this again? V'omar Avidan, we had the same Maisa, I mean in the opposite direction, albeit, but still, the same idea, where there was Ba'amakat, Itkashu Shamayim Ba'avim. The whole town goes outside, thinks that it's dark, and because it was such deep, dark clouds. So it gets from Ba'am Lamar, Chashechav. Everybody goes to Beit HaKnesset, and they say Arvit, Metzer Shabbat, but it happened to be in the middle of the day. Nitpazru Ha'avim, they walk out from the Beit HaKnesset, and it's beautiful daylight. Ah, Zarcha, Chama. So they came and they asked Rebbe, do we have to say Ma'ariv again? And he said to them, no. So apparently we don't say that because it was a ta'ut. You just forget about it. It was a kosher tefillah, in which case the same thing should be true about Rav Dibi Bar Levi. No, says the Gemara, not true, because the case over there was the entire tzibur. And in a case where an entire tzibur makes a mistake like that, then lo matrichin lohu. Had it been a yachid, we would have said to him, okay, buddy, you made a mistake. Go ahead and redo your arvi. And therefore, in the case where it happened the other direction of Erev Shabbat, it was meaningless. And he made a mistake. So Rabbi said, okay, finish up the baskets. He thought, my gosh, boy, time passed awfully quick. I didn't have time to put my baskets in. And it turned out, oh my gosh, it's still the middle of the day. So Rabbi said, there's no problem. It was a mistake. Omer Rabbi Baravi, Rav Tolish Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. On general, Rav actually said Arvit on Erev Shabbat. Rabbi Yoshia was Matzah Shomatzoy, Shabbat B'Shabbat. And Rabbi Yoshia did the other way around. He would say Arvit Arvit of Matzah Shabbat during Shabbat. Rav Tolish Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. Tell me, did he also say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? Would he make Kiddush Alakos? Oh, he no make Kiddush Alakos. Tashma. The Yom Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel mitpalel adam shel Shabbat Erev Shabbat v'il make Kiddush Alakos. He makes Kiddush on Erev Shabbos v'il chetakavate, and that's how we're posek. Rabbi Yoshia, who was matzei shomatzei Shabbat b'Shabbat, did he also say Avdola on Shabbat? Omer Avdola Alakos. Oh, he no Omer Avdola Alakos. Tashma. The Yom Rav Yom Amar Shmuel mitpalel adam shomatzei Shabbat b'Shabbat v'il ber Avdola Alakos. So if somebody has a need to get out of town quickly, and in order, let's say, as a tzorach mitzvah, that he has to go, there's a brit milah the next morning, his flight leaves immediately after Shabbos. So then he can daven early. He's not going to have any wine on his way to the airport, so he can say Havdalah before Shabbos is out. Then the instant he gets into his taxi, it's already Amav the Ben Kodesh Lecho, it's not a problem. He already said Havdalah, and he's on his way. And that's okay, too. Of course, you better avoid doing Borei Norei Ha'esh, since it is Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rav. I got to tell you, you can absolutely be certain we are quoting this on the highest authority. It was right here, next to this Amud, where right over here, Rabbi Yossi said Rav was Mitpalel on Erev Shabbos, and he davened Ma'ariv right here. When Ula came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, well, you almost got it right. First of all, it wasn't an Amud, it was a palm tree. Eh, but close enough, you know. It was B'tzat Marav, lo B'tzat Amud. And actually, it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi at all. It was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, but that's pretty close. And it wasn't of Shabbat on Erev Shabbos. Actually, it was the Mitzray Shabbos Arvid on Shabbos. You know, but 3 out of 4 ain't bad. And that was the real Maaseh Shehayah. Tevilat Erev Ein La Keva. My Ein La Keva. So this language is very strange, Ein La Keva. What do you mean? If all you're trying to say is that you could pray the whole night, to say so. Tvilat Erev Kol Alayla. Ela Mai Ein La Keva has got to be going to Bandi Omar Tvilat Arvit Rishut. So what I'm saying is that there was no kviut, meaning that since Chazal were never koveya a particular tvilah called Tvilat Arvit, therefore it basically is a tvilah that is optional, and optional to be the tvilah that is said when there is no other non-optional tvilah. This is what the Rambam understands it. In which case, the idea is that, note that we've made here an assumption all along, that if we pass by Rabbi Yehuda that Mincha has ended by 10:45, you can daven Arvit. What does one have to do with the other? Mincha has ended, but it's not time for Arvit. But that's the point. Ein La Keva means we didn't link Arvit to any particular time at all. That's why we don't say, because even if you tell me it's Rishus, what does that have to do with it? Why isn't there a time for this Rishut? But the point is that it is the tefillah that kicks in when the other tefillot are finished. That's the idea. So therefore, by definition, if we paskel like Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosfos uses this, the first Tosfos in the Masechta, uses this to argue on Rashi Rishi about what allows us to say Kriyat Shema in the Beit HaKnesset early, since we shouldn't be Yotzei. So Rashi says, you're not Yotzei. We're being stumped on the fact that you say your tefillah, your Kriyat Shema alamita, which Tosfos says is outrageous. You don't say for Kriyat Shema. You only say the first parasha of Kriyat Shema. How the heck could you possibly rely on that? With many other questions. The Tosa suggests that since we said over here, David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid. So basically, you are able to take on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and then that means that at 10:45, okay, time for Arvit. And you'll say, but what does that have to do with Kriyat Shema? Tosfos links the time of Erev, Kriyat Shema Shel Erev, to Arvit. So if we see that Arvit has a broad sense of En Lakeva, as long as it's not time for anything else, then that means you'd be Yotzei Kriyat Shema then as well. Now, the obvious problem is that we do both. We daven until Shkia, you know, but we also daven early Maariv, which is Tarte V'Satre. This is why the Ri doesn't like this pshat at all. But the truth is, we saw over here this issue of doing so on Erev Shabbat. So there you get into that problem of Tarte V'Satre, that you have to be careful. If you're going to be praying after the Plaga Mincha, then you're obviously not passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So then how can you daven Maariv since it's the time of Mincha? So you shouldn't be able to be Mekabel Shabbat. Therefore, what you really ought to do is make certain that you daven before the Plaga Mincha, then you can be Mekabel an early Shabbat. Of course, this gets into the question of whether the Tarte V'Satre aspect is at a particular day, or you can do this whenever the heck you want. However, there's one additional issue which we need to take into consideration, and that is you are mosif min hakol al hakodesh when it comes to Shabbos. And that was the issue the Gemara was saying, you have to be mekabel Shabbos. If you're mekabel Shabbos, then there may be a completely different thing that's involved, which is that the Kedushat Shabbat per se creates the mi'erev ad boker. Okay, today is Shabbos, because it could be mosif min hakol al hakodesh. Perhaps under those circumstances, we could do something that otherwise would appear to be a tarte v'satre because of this new issue. Fact is that we allow the tzibur on erev Shabbos to be a little bit strange, and to do what appears to be a tarte v'satre. A yachid should not do that. Anyway, for a full discussion, you can look into the recording of the halacha discussion. In last year's Daf Yomi, we went into it in greater length. Now, this question of tefillat arvit being chuvah or reshut was a major issue, and that was, it became a political football. Now, you think they got politics today? Man, oh man, between Shas and Gimel about the question of whether Tvilat Arvit is Rishut HaChovah, you should hear what went on. So it started like this. Tvilat Arvit Rishut. Yom Ravina Mishro, Tvilat Arvit. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chovah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishut. And the Baya Paskins, like Kedivrei Omer Chovah, Rabbi Paskins Kedivrei Omer Rishut, which is how we Paskin. However, as the Rambam already mentions in his days, it's become very much the minhag to treat this as a chiyuv, and you can't just cavalierly walk away from Arvit. Nonetheless, it still has differences in terms of consideration of whether a mitzvah, other mitzvah would come first, and so on. Turn around. Maaseh b'talmid achad, a certain Talmud, and we're going to find out who he is tomorrow, but a certain Talmud came in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and this was nasty, nasty, and he asked him, Tfilat Arvit Rishut HaChovah. Now, being as this was a very dangerous thing to pass in those days, as we'll see, Rabbi Yeshua took his life in his hands and told him it's a Rishut. Then he came to Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, who did not hold like that. Nasty, nasty. So he says, tell me, Tfilat Arvit Rishut HaChovah. I said, well, of course it's a Chovah. Amar Leif said, the Talmud to him, gee, that's strange. I just asked Rabbi Yeshua, and he told me it's a Rishut. That does it, says Rabbi Gamliel. Antenat shikantzu ba'alei trisin lebet HaMidrash. You stand here and wait until the knights come in with their weapons and shields into the Beit HaMidrash. We're going to see about this. No, nichnesu ba'alei trisin. Okay, Rabbi Gamliel winks at the Oto Talmid. Amar HaShoel v'sha'al. Tvilat Arvit Rishut HaChovah, says Rabbi Gamliel, it's a Chovah. Amar Lam Rabbi Gamliel HaChachom, he turns around and looks to everybody. Well, there might be someone in the audience who dares dispute that. Yeshua. No, not me. I'm not Yeshua. Absolutely not. This is universally accepted. Oh, my, that's strange, because Alami Shimcha Amruli, I just heard in your name that you claimed there was a Rishut. Yeshua Amar Araglech. Ve'yayidu Becha. Let them testify. Amad Rabbi Yeshua Araglev Amar. Well, if I would have known it was come to this, I would have gotten rid of this guy before we walked in. But, Yomalei Ani Chai Behu Meit. You know, if we could have gotten rid of him before, I could deny it. Yochol HaChai Lakhish Tameit. But, Machshev Shani Chai Behu Chai. What am I going to do? Deny it to his face? Eich Yochol HaChai Lakhish Tachai. I admit guilty as charged. I actually hold that Tfilat Arvit is a Rishut. Rabbi Gamliel turned away and ignored him, starts saying the shir, leaving Rabbi Yeshua standing there like a fool. So Rabbi Gamliel, Yosheva Doresh, Rabbi Yeshua is Omein HaGlav, until it got to the point where people couldn't take it anymore. Enough! Shush! Of course, that was like turning off the amp in the middle of the shir, because the Turgaman was essentially the amplifier. The Amat! So the whole sound system shut down. How long are we going to allow this to go on for him to be Mitzayah Rabbi Yeshua this fast?
Hashem. This is what happened. Rosh Hashanah Eshtakad, where we had the whole Maisa, with Tziara, he forced Rabbi Yeshua to come on Yom Kippur, a leader of Yeshua, to accept the authority of Rabbi Gamliel. And then there was the whole Maisa with the Bechor of Rav Tzadok, about whether there's a difference between a Tabat Chacham, between a Chover, a Kohen, and a normal person. Do we have a Chashad that maybe he put the Mum into his Bechor, which was what happened to Rav Tzadok. Again, he did exactly the same thing, same words. He said, Yeshua, Amoda Raklecha. He said the same business about Balei Trisin. Now he's doing it again. This is the third time. I say, we say, bye-bye, Rabbi Gamliel. Tavin Avre, it's time to fire the president. Well, the president? This is a remarkable thing, of course, because it means that the public can fire the head of the country. It's nothing as the name of Malchus.
Why did they favor Yeshua?
English.
Why did they favor Yeshua better than
they didn't like the way that he was handling him. It wasn't that they favored the Pesach. They thought it's improper just to assert the authority of the Nasi to treat Rabbi Yeshua in this fashion. And it was becoming too presidential. And therefore, but you have to understand there's very serious implications about all of this, because generally speaking, people think that Yisrael has only the monarchy. They don't realize that the monarchy comes from Somta Simalech HaMelech, but it's ultimately the choice of the people. It comes to a point. It very much includes the ideas of the American independence. It comes to a point that a government that is created, a Malchus, a Melech below Am, is created by an Am. It gets to the point where we refuse to accept this, so he loses his authority. Unbelievable. That's not the point. We're talking about his behavior. We're not talking about whether he's right in terms of the learning. Okay, so then they said, who are we going to make as our new president? I'd watch out if I were you, Mr. President. Things are getting too close for comfort. So who should we appoint? Shall we appoint Rabbi Yehoshua?
Somebody comes on top.
Shall we appoint Rabbi Yehoshua? We can't do that. Rabbi Yehoshua, after all, is the guy who's involved in the whole story. Baal Maaseh, where most understand that to mean, as Rashi says, it's just too painful. What a slap in the face to Rabbi Gamliel to actually put Rabbi Yehoshua in his place. But the Marsha says, that's not the point. The point is that since he's involved in the story, if you would appoint Rabbi Yehoshua, it would look like the whole thing was politically motivated in the first place, which is a disaster. So you can't allow someone who is involved in the story to then become part of a political outcome. Nukmei l'Rabbi Akiva, shall we make Rabbi Akiva the new Nasi? No, we can't, because Rabbi Gamliel will have him shot. Dilma Anish Levi Nashamayim, obviously. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Zchut Avot, comes to Mishpachat Geirim. Ela Nikma l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though he's a kid, is the best choice. He's a Chacham, and he's rich, and he's 10 generations from Ezra. So he's a Chacham, so he can defend himself if people will ask him questions. He'll be able to be the fire clay. He is rich. He's going to have to give a gift to Caesar as the representative of the Jews. He can do it together with the other leaders of the provinces, Afu Azul of Polak. And he's a Syrian Ezra, which means he has tremendous Zchut Avot, and Rabbi Gamliel is not going to be able to get him knocked off. So they came to him and they said to him, are you ready to be the new Rosh Yeshiva? And of course his response was, I've got to go ask my wife. And we'll see tomorrow what happened when he went and asked his wife. Rabbi Yudah Amirad Arbasha, Dibaylo, Ad V'Ad V'Klal, Lodim Ad V'Lo Ad V'Klal, Tashmar, Rabbi Yudah Amirad Plaga Mincha, Iyamrit Bishama Ad V'Lo Ad V'Klal, Anudik, Ibn Rabbi Yudah Rabbonan, Aliyamrit Ad V'Ad V'Klal, Rabbi Yudah is basically saying Ad Chashecha, which is the end of Plaga Mincha, and Rabbonan. So what are you saying? Ad v'lo ad v'chlal. Ein b'seifa shabu safib kol ayob rabino ma'at sheva sha'od. V'tan ya'ayu lefadav shtei tefilot achat shal musaf achat shal mincha. Mitpaler shal mincha v'achar kach shal musaf shazot tedira v'zoi na tedira. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always got to do musaf first v'achar kach shal mincha, because musaf is going to end soon. Zoaver v'zoeinover. Now, yamrit b'shlama ad v'ad v'chlal, which means that you have until this time to daven mincha. But if you mean ad v'lo ad b'chlal, so I need mashkach l'shtei tefillot b'adei adadi. But if you're ad v'lo ad b'chlal, it'll never be possible. Like a mashkach l'shtei tefillot b'adei adadi. Kimen di'ati l'shem mincha, az l'shem musaf. Elamai, ad v'ad b'chlal. So what are you going to do with our first problem? Kasher eshamai, kiben revi l'rabbona. Now, you jump to a conclusion. Misavet ad plaga mincha plaga chronaka amar, which will mean the ad b'chlal takes you to chashecha. Plag Rishonaka Amar. And when Rabbi Yehuda was talking about before, when he said 10:45, what he meant was like this: Ema Nafik Plag Rishonama Ayah Plag Akrona. Mechi Nafik Yudalev Shaot Chaser Raviyah. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is eight chamisha dvarim. First of all, b'manim et haknana. Secondly, b'sin et eshapi et echad. Third, al tarnigal shnisko b'Yerushalayim b'sharagat ha-denfesh. Fourth, yayin ben arbayim shindasek ha-gemizbeach. And fifth, was the tamish shachar shikarav b'arba ha-shaot. So obviously, it's got to be ad ve'ad b'chlau shma minar. Otherwise, it'd be too late. Omer efkana loka Rabbi Yehuda ha-vatam f'kir t'kivatei. I'll tell you, Joshach, Shekore, Vibarba, Shaot, Mantan, a lot of time, Vikama, Shemish, Vinomats, Biarba, Shaot, Atomer, Barba, Shaot, and all the Sheshot, Kishomber by Avram, Jehomayon, Are Sheshot, Amur, Amani, Megan, Vikama, Shemish, Vinomats, Biarba, Shaot. Anyway, doesn't work out according to anyone, no? Lord of Yudah, Lord Rabbanan, Ereb Yudah, Arba, Shaot is also called Safra, and Erebonan, Atchatzot, Safra. So why does it say, Boker, Boker, the Kama, Shemish, Vinomats? No. That teaches you how Kehu Shnei Bekarim, which brings the 6 hours down to three. Vibaytem Rav Yehuda. High Boker Yitera would be Maktim Sha'achat. Anyway, Kuliyam, of course, is Miyamoda that Chama Shemish Kamaz is Arba Sha'ot. My Mashma. Om Rav Agaba Yaakov Agor Vachama Shebesh Vinamaz. Ezu Isha Asha Shemish Cham Vatzel Tzonein. Aviomer Barba Shaot. Tefilat Aminchad Aravamalero Kizur Vizrahat, Amam Rifkana by Shach, Ritzalok Rabiuda, Hovitzan Fkir Tekabate. But what would be the thing about Mincha? Ma, Ishti Glorma Levelobidi. Om Rifkista, okay, we gotta figure this out on our own. Nirzeana, Minram Mazir Shabbat, Rev Shabbat, Bibaod Yom Shma, Min Allah Rabiuda, Adraba, Minravuna Vrabban and Law, and Matzad Rurta, Shma, Min Allah Rabiuda. Has to go eat Marikotalo Kamar Velo Kamar. This means David Kamarov and David Kamarov. Now Rav once was equal to Gneva, and he was Tzolish on Shabbat and on Shabbat, and actually Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rav was right behind him, and then Rav was Messiah to Vilatov, and Paschal Tzolted Rabbi Yirmiyah. Anyway, Shema Minat Tlat, Shema Minat, Mit Palel Adam Shal Shabbat, Berav Shabbat. Furthermore, Shema Minat Palel Tamid Acharei Rabbo. And furthermore, Shema Minat Tzur Lavor Kenegan Amit Palelim, which is Messiah, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Dom Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Asur Lavor Kenegan Amit Palelim. Any, Rabbi Rabasi Chalfi, that was Rabbi Rabasi Chutzi Arba Amo to the Chalfi. Anyway, how could Rabbi Yirmi allow himself to be Ovid Hakli? V'om Rabbi Yirmi Rav Lo'olam Al Yitpalel Adam Lo'ken Neged Rabbo V'lo Achorei Rabbo V'tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's terrible. Amitpalel Achorei Rabbo or Notin Shalom L'Rabbo like he's anybody else or Maksir Shalom L'Rabbo Acholek HaYishivato Sh'Rabbo Omer Dabar Shalom Shamami Pi Rabbo Gorim L'Shchina Sh'Tistalek Misrael. Now, Shiny Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was a Talmud Chol Rabbi, and you can see it from right here. I think I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, the Rabbi, Mi Badalta from Malacha, Omala, yep, Badilna. But he didn't say Mi Badil Mar. Hey, wait a minute, now that you raised the question, Umi Badil, Vomer above in Pamachat, Pilil Rebbe, Shal Shabbat, Berav Shabbat, and then he went in Nicholas Lamerchat, Viatza, even had time to give a shir, Shalom, Pirgam, Adayan, Lochashcha. Omar Rabba, no, he was Nicholas, not to take a shower. It was Lazia, before the Gezer against Hazo. Amy, Om Rabbi, oh, Rabbi, rather, was Sharla, Rav Dimi Bar Livoy, Le Chavri Sali, after Rav Dimi Bar Livoy, Adavin, Marav, and Arab Shabbos. That was a Ta'uta Havi. So, Ta'uta Mihadra, Om Ravidan, Pamakat, Itkashu Shamayim, Be'avim, Kisforim, Am, Lomar, Chashechau, Nichlus, Lebet, Knesset, Itpalo, Shemantse, Shabbat, Bishabbat, Nitpaz, Roavim, Zarcha, Hama, Bo, Vishalu, at Rabbi. Yamar, Hov, Itpalo, Itpalo, yep, that Shanit Sibo. The Lomba Trachinan Lo. Om Reb Chia Bar Avin, Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbat, Rav Shabbat, and Reb Yoshia was Matzah Shematzah Shabbat, Bishabbat. Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbat, Rav Shabbat, did he say Kedusha Lakos? Or Eino Om Reb Kedusha Lakos, Tashma? Dom Reb Nagun Om Reshmum, but Palel Adam Shal Shabbat, Rav Shabbat, and he can even be Om Reb Kedusha Lakos, Vilchet HaKavate. Reb Yoshia was Matzah Shematzah Shabbat, Bishabbat, can he be Om Reb Dola Lakos? Or Eino Om Reb Dola Lakos, Tashma? The Om Reb Yom Reshmul, Mit Palel Adam Shematzah Shabbat Bishabbat, and even Omer Abdullah Lakos. Omer Bizer, Omer Basim, Rebbe Lazar, Omer Bichanin, Omer Rab, right here, Bitzadam Utzer, Yit Palel Rebbe Yishuab, Rebbe Yossi, Shel Shabbat, Berb Shabbat. Kiyata Ula Amar, it's a couple of minor discrepancies. Bitzat Tamar Ahavin, Lo Bitzat Amud Ahavin. It was not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi Ahavin. And it wasn't Shal Shabbat Be'er Shabbat, it was Matzei Shabbat for Shabbat. So much for first hand testimony. Tevilat Ha'erev in Lakeva. What do you mean by in Lakeva? You mean in Imatzi Matzi Kula Laila? Litnei Tevilat Ha'erev Kula Laila. Elamai in Lakeva. Kaman Yomer Tevilat Arvit Rashut. Dom Rav Yonah Mishmol. Tevilat Arvit. Rav Gamliel Amar Chova. Rav Yishom Amar Rashut. Amar Abaya. Allah Kedev Amar Chova. Rav Amar Allah Kedev Amar Rashut. Amar Abana. מעשה בתלמיד אחד שבא לפני רבי יהושע אומר לתפילת אבית רשות החובה אמר לרשות בא לפני רבי גמליאל אומר לתפילת אבית רשות החובה אמר לחובה הוא אמר לי, וואה, that's strange הלא רבי יהושע אמר לרשות הוא אמר לי, אוקיי, אמתן עד שיכנסו בעלי תריסים לבית המדרש כשנכנסו בעלי תריסים עמד השואל ושאל תפילת אבית רשות החובה אמר לי, גמליאל חובה, of course אמר להם רבי גמליאל לחכמים כלום יש אדם שחולק בדבר זה אמר לי רבי יהושע, not me Love. Amale valo mishim chamroli reshut. Amale Yeshua amana raglecha v'yidu becha. Amad Rabbi Yeshua raglecha amar. Look, no point of v'yidu li. Yomale ani chay v'hu meit yachol achay lakishan meit. Akshav shani chay v'hu chay. Eich yachol achay lakishan achay. Oye Rabbi Gamliel Yoshi v'doresh Rabbi Yeshua amir al raglat. Ad shedanu kala am v'amru lo chutzpita turgaman enough already. Amod v'yamad. Amri ad kamen etzari v'nezel. Brosh shanesh takat tziari. בבחורות בבאסר ובצדוק ציירי אוכינם את ציירי תבן אברי אוקיי, מה נוקים לי? נוקמה לרבי יהושע פעמי זהב נוקמה לרבי עקיבא too dangerous, דם העונש לי דלת לי זכות אבות אלא נוקמה לרבי אלעזר בן עזריה דו חכם, הוא עשיר, הוא עשיר לעזרא הוא חכם נמק שלי מפרק לי הוא עשיר היטל לפלוט לבי קסר אפואז לא פלח הוא עשיר לעזרא דהית לי זכות אבות ולא מציאד שלי עוד ואומר לי, נו נכלי למער דלבר ראש בטיפתא אמר לו, I got to ask my wife איזו אין לכי שיבטה
Today's דף is בקוד זיין The third day of Purim, Mishulashim in Yerushalayim, and we got up to the bottom of Amud Beis. No, not quite. Did we? Oh, great. So it says the Gemara. The Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zman HaShacharit is until Arba Sha'ot. That is two ways of reading it. Arba Sha'ot to the end of the fourth hour, or Arba Sha'ot until the beginning of the fourth hour. We use these times in different ways. When we want to make clear, sometimes we'll say, sometimes that's the reason we say 13 in a day. Make sure that you shouldn't think the 13th year is the year of Chiyuv HaMitzvah. So what do we mean? Ad, the Ad Bechlal, or Dilma Ad, the Lo Ad Bechlal. Toshma, Lechora, we can bring a raya, a very simple raya. When it comes to Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plag HaMincha. Now, if Ad means Ad Bechlal, he's basically saying until the end of the day, because Plag HaMincha is the last hour and a quarter of the day, in which case he's saying exactly the same thing that the Rabbanan said. He is saying until Shkia, basically. So, I mean, there's no possible way to understand that Rabbi Yehuda is learning the word Ad to mean inclusive. So, yeah, but Bishlema Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. If you're going to tell me it means exclusive, then, Haina Di'ika, Ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, that's what they're arguing in. Can you daven Mincha until the end of the day? You daven Mincha until only the Plaga Mincha. By the way, the Bir Alocha brings a riot for this Gemara. That there's no question that when it comes, you remember we discussed the issue of how we figure the day. The 12 hours of the day go until Tzeta Kochavim, and then they go from Nates to Shkia. And the Shiloh over here is, if the Rebbe Yehuda would be saying we'd be figuring Plag HaMincha, meaning from Arvit, from Tzeta Kochavim, then it wouldn't be the same at all. Because certainly the Rabbanim was saying only Gatzilas HaMincha, only in terms of Shiyash, because it still has to be done in Arvayim, not during the period which is a Sopik Laila. So Mimela, he brings a right. You see, from here, since the Gemara says that it would be saying the same thing as the Rabbanan by definition, that everybody is Mode, that when it comes to figuring Plag HaMincha, you're certainly going to figure Plag HaMincha from Shkia time. So that 10:45 means an hour and a quarter before Shkia, not before Tzedek Ogavim. Anyway, so Iyam Adad Yad Bechlal, but if you're going to tell me that it means Ad Yad Bechlal, then Rav Yehuda Hayna Rabbanan, comes out saying the same thing. So what do you think? Oh, come on, man, this isn't going to work out either way. So what do you say? Ad below, ad bechlal. So he means until the fourth hour, meaning until the beginning of the fourth hour. Huh? Okay, let me ask you something. It says in the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva sha'ot. Now, according to you, this means until the beginning of the seventh hour. So he's saying that you can daven musaf now until 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock meaning 6 o'clock noon, starting the day at zero. So until 6 o'clock, you can daven musaf. Now, if that's the meaning, then there's no way to understand the following braita. The person now has delayed davening musaf until it's already time to daven mincha. Which one should he daven first? Even though he was chayav in musaf earlier, he should daven mincha first, and then musaf. Shezot tadirav, is not tadirav, since mincha is a day daily chiyuv, musaf is only a rare chiyuv. So we have our general club, Tadir Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, afal piken daven musaf, and then mincha, why? Because you're going to run out of time. Shezo overed, vizoe na overed. You're about to run out of time for musaf, and you're just starting your time for mincha. The problem is that the possibility doesn't exist according to Rabbi Yehuda, because if you're only davening musaf until 6, and mincha starts at 6:30, then how in the world could you ever have two tefillot menachot lefanav? It's simply impossible. So it's got to be that Rabbi Yehuda is saying inclusive. He's saying inclusive, meaning the seventh hour, that means till 7 o'clock. Mincha started at 6:30. So during this half an hour, it's possible for you to be chayav musaf and mincha. And he's saying, look, you're almost at the end of musaf. You better daven musaf fast, and then you'll have time to daven mincha. Then it would make perfectly good sense that you see that inside. So now, here's our raya. If you're going to admit that the ad is inclusive, that would explain how you have a case in which you have musaf and mincha chal at the same time at 6:30. Once again, 6:30 means noon plus a half an hour of a shalat shemani in the language of the Gemara. But if you're going to tell me ad v'lo ad v'chlal, then that means that it's exclusive, which is that the seventh hour is the end, really, of the sixth hour. So in other words, it's only 6 o'clock. That means that it's now noon. So if it's noon, you've run out of time already for musaf. You can't daven mincha at noon. You need another half an hour. So how is it possible to have a case in which you chayav both mincha and musaf? If it's time for mincha, then it's no longer time for musaf. Okay, so then what do you hold? You're telling me it means ad bad bechlal. So now how does the ratio make sense? If ad bad bechlal means ad plaga mincha inclusive, so then you're basically telling me till shkia. So then ma'ika ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. The Rabbanan also said till shkia. No, come on, man. He never said which plag, now, did he? He said plaga mincha. Now, plaga mincha means half mincha time. Maybe it was the first half. In other words, you have until the end of the first half inclusive, which is the same thing, till 10:45 is the first half. So misavad, I plaga mincha, plaga ronaka amar. Plaga shonaka amar. All he's saying is, what is that point where the first half of the Zman HaMincha that starts at 9:30, which is the Akrobas HaTamid time, that time is basically Michinafik, Yudalav Shot, Chasiravia, that's at 10:45, which is half of the, that's the remaining half. But since it's Ad now, and Ad Bichlal, so that's what Ad Bichlal means, till 10:45, starting at 9:30. Omer of Nachman, Afana Nami Tanina. It's clear also from the Mishnah and Idiot that that's what Rav Yehuda holds. Because it says Rav Yehuda ben Bava Heit Chamisha Dvarim. There were five things that were part of the Edut of Rav Yehuda ben Bava on that day that they wrote the second Idiot. We're going to have a whole explanation of what happened on that day that's called that day. All over Shas. And that was the day that they wrote Misachat Idiot. Everybody came, provided their Idiot. And so here were the five things from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. First of all, Shema Ma'anina Taktana. Shema Ma'anina, now everybody of course is motivated that there's a concept of Miun. But Ma'anin means we instigate Miun. What is Miun? Remember that a child who is a Yitomah and doesn't have a father to accept Kiddushin is oftentimes placed into rather difficult circumstances because people take advantage of children. And therefore Chazal were koveha that a child can actually be married min rabbanan, so that the mother or the older brother would be makabo Kiddushin for her, and that way she's protected by a husband. If she doesn't like the guy, everybody's made her. She could say, I don't like the guy, and then just walk out of the Kiddushin is annulled. There's no get or anything like that. Now, what happens in a case where you've got two brothers who are married to two sisters? One of the sisters was a gedola, was married normally. Then the father died. The younger sister was left without a father. And so the mother accepted Kiddushin from the brother of the one who had married the older sister. Now what happens is he dies. So the older sister's husband dies. Now there's a real problem. The younger sister, let's assume she's married to the younger brother. The younger brother is supposed to be Nami Abim, the wife of the older brother. The problem is Min Rabbanan, he's married to her sister. He isn't really married to her sister. What's worse is that Min Yoraita, he's no longer allowed to be sleeping with this girl because she's now become the Achot Zikukato. Since Min Yoraita, there exists a Zika even prior to the Kiddushin, to the Yibum. There exists a certain relationship that's defined by the Torah that occurs because of the death of the older brother which now puts her in front of him, he can no longer be keeping his current wife anyway, because he's not allowed to sleep with her anymore, in which case he doesn't do her much good as a wife. So now, what are we going to do? The best thing to do is to persuade the youngster that what's the point of her maintaining this fiction? Let her just say she doesn't like him and walk out. That way the kedushin is annulled. He doesn't have any problem with being married to his sister, so he can now be miyah, and he never was, because annulment means back lamafreya, retroactively there was no wedding. And so you'll say, I mean, but that's a strange way to deal with things, to retroactively turn a relationship with a youngster into just abuse. I mean, where was the, there's no longer any sanction to it retroactively. How about the kedushin was made? That's the way to do it. It's superior to any other solution. So that was his first thing. The second is shemesiin et aisha al pi ed echad, which was a tremendous, tremendous kedush. Normally we know that we need al pi shnei edim. We need to, certainly davar erevah, which is called davar. It says yakum davar. We should have no right to have a single witness testify that a woman's husband died. Well, a woman's husband disappears. Now it's very possible he disappeared to start himself a new life in Tahiti. But he disappears on a business trip, never shows up again. And one aide comes and says, well, he was drowned, or he got mugged and shot, whatever. We will believe that single aide. And she's allowed to go get married to somebody else. This was a whole sugya that we had in Yevamot, why it is, the Rabbanu Remeko, because she does her own research in order not to get caught in an untenable situation when husband walks back in. And so, Memela, this Kiddush, he too was made on that day. He was further made, Al Tarnegoshin Niskal B'Yerushalayim Al Shaharagat HaNefesh, that the din of Shor, that is mentioned in Shor HaNiskal, that when a Shor kills a human, it does not mean a Shor. It means any animal, including even a bird. So there was once a Maisa of a chicken that went, a rooster that went ahead and pecked a child's forehead, an infant, and killed the child by puncturing the skull, and it wasn't skull, by puncturing the brain membrane. And they were Makayim Skila, even though it was a Tarnagel. And Al Yayin Ben Arba'im Yom Shenit Nasecha Gavehem Zmeah, even though you're only allowed to bring Nezach Shechar, it has to be Shechar, it has to be Mishaker, which is why we have this here today. But we're waiting for Richie to show up. We're going to start with that. And once he's here already, it's probably prudent to wait until later so that the effects don't happen too fast. And so you would think that it has to be well fermented wine to be Shechar. So he was made 40 days. That if you have wine that is only 40 days old, it's also Nisnasech Agavim Nisbeyah, and that's called Shechar. V'al Tamid Shel Shachar Shekarev Barbashaot, and that the Tamid Shel Shachar can be brought up to and not beyond 4 hours. It's interesting that there's the Mefarshim bring that there's the basis of this, and the Rambam understands this, the Pirshei Mishnayos, to be from the implications of the story. There's the famous Maisa of the day of the Chanukah HaMikdash, in which Bat Paro put on quite a belly dance the night before. He kept Shlomo up all night long. He fell asleep close to the morning, and she pulls the curtains, makes sure that he has no idea what time it is. It's now time to be to bring the carbon tummy on the first day of the Beit HaMikdash. He's got the scissors to cut the ribbon, you know, and the keys. And the people are not interested in knocking on the door exactly of Shlomo's chambers. And since they brought the tummy on that day only at Arba Shaot, Mashmah, they finally got desperate enough to wake him up to get the keys because it wasn't shak to bring it later. This was the last possible time. Otherwise, this episode would have been Arba Shaot. He could have slept till Chatzos too. So therefore, must be that was the maximum time. Okay, so meanwhile, we see that the meaning is Shmamina ad v'chal, because over here it's at Arba Shaot, Shmamina. Omer Kana Halacha Krebi Yehuda Hov Etznan B'Bchirta Kavate. This is the halacha because of the fact that we were koveya this in the Mishnah of Idiot. Of course, Idiot has a double meaning. It means Eidut in the plural, and it means the very best, right? Like Idit. So we always call it in Aramaic B'Bchirta, the best. So since, and that was the time that they were Mevarer, all the Shmuel, because until that time, Rabbi Gamliel had kept things rather tight, very tight ship there. And the people were not exactly in a mood, as we'll see, to argue with him or to say any things that they felt would disagree with the opinion that had been accepted. But on that day, they opened the floodgates to new information, as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah day. And since we were koveya that in Masechet Idiot, that must be the halacha, which is strange, because after all, he's a yochi, the rabbim argue with him, they say, Atatos. Nonetheless, Zman Tefila is until the end of the fourth hour of the day. V'al Shel Shachar Shekarev Arba Shaot. Now, Man Tana L'Had Etznan, there's a problem over here in understanding the Pasuk, as it's explained here in the Mishnah. That's not. V'cham HaShemesh V'Namah. So what was the time that the man had actually melted? We know that it says that they were Malakad V'Yu K'tu'atu Baboker Baboker. So the Likut of the man was done in the earth. early morning, and then v'chama shemesh ben amor. When the sun warmed it, it melted. When is that? It's barba shaot. I told him there barba shaot. You say it's at 4 o'clock. Maybe it's at 6 o'clock. So at noon, v'chama shemesh ben amor. Maybe that's the end of the morning. Kishomer kichom hayom. Remember that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram Avinu, it says over there, v'hu yoshev petach oel kichom hayom. He was sitting at his doorway as the day was hot. So kichom hayom is not the same thing as v'cham hashemesh. Now is it? Because chom hayom means that generally the temperature, not in the shemesh, all around is hot. But chom hashemesh means that when you're exposed to the sun, it's hot, but it's still cool in the shade. So therefore, chom hayom is already mentioning the way we refer to noon. That's the way we define noon. That's bar bashot. So there you go. Man, lo Reb Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. Now this doesn't work out according to anybody, because according to Reb Yehuda, ad arba shaot na mitzah. Actually, according to Reb Yehuda, until the end of the fourth hour, we just moved it as boker. So how could it be that vayul ketuvato baboker baboker, they would collect it, but it was already melting? That doesn't make any sense. The melting time has got to be after that time. And I Rabbanan, at chatzot na mitzah. According to Rabbanan, you have until chatzot, which is boker. In which case, it's for them for sure. What do you mean? They collected it in the morning, except it was already gone. I mean, what, doesn't make sense.
Why did you do it, Rabbanan? They collected until 4 hours.
The assumption is that in the Bechama Shemesh is not the Biyak at the end of fourth hour, but already in the beginning of the fourth hour started Bechama Shemesh. Lamaisa, there's another, the Yerushalmi learns it differently, but this is the way the Mepharshim here seem to learn it.
The Abishot always meant the end of fourth.
No, Ahmed means. So there means in the fourth hour you would be learning it here.
Then we said, Abishot always means at the end of fourth hour.
You're right. It's a troublesome double use of the Lashon over here if you learn this way. There's a whole alternative approach. But lechora, that's what our sugya is assuming. That because we're talking about the reality of when the Chama Shemesh is not a particular time, then barba shaot is not a moment, which is why the bringing of the tummy is a particular moment. By the way, speaking of a particular moment, remember we spoke about the Rambam who says that there's not a specific time in which we're talking about Nates. I just saw yesterday a Chazanish who says that people who daven with their watches are the Nates HaKama, are completely off the wall. Because first of all, it's not supposed to be a watch time. It's supposed to be a response time. But what's even worse than that is if it's a watch time, then it becomes she'oset filato kva. It's like you're making your tefillah something that's kavua by something else, rather than by your sense of when it's sunrise, when you're responding to sunrise. Very interesting.
How do you
get
Dam Vasikin
pointed out? You Dam Vasikin, as the Rambam says, that this man is on the duyek. It's totally in the heart of the mitpalil, when he feels that it's sunrise.
When he feels it, whether
it's. Look, if you're in a dark house, you're going to define Kriyat Shema by when a baby is crying? Is that exact? That's the same as looking on the chart? I mean, the Gemara said that's good enough for defining when, to tell you when to read Kriyat Shema.
That's when I say you get better, you want 10 people to
stop. You mean, how do we get 10 people to agree?
Right.
Yeah, that's impossible. And if they have watches, they do agree. According to the Rabbanan, actually, you could say either way. You could say, look, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say it's Rabbi Yehuda, you could say it's Rabbanan. I'll tell you how it goes, like this. I mean, Ibai Seim Rabbanan. It doesn't say over here, Vayel Ketuoto Baboker. It says Vayel Ketuoto Baboker Baboker. So Baboker Baboker means split the time into two. You can have the first part of the boker and the second part of the boker, which means that the 6 hours until noon gives you 3 hours of the early boker for collection, and now at the fourth hour, it's already melting. That works out fine. And you can say, Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing, that boker means the extra boker is to tell you to do it early. So a quick thing would mean like, Dimo Sha'achat. So now to do it a little bit earlier, which means that you got to finish now, let's say by the beginning of the fourth hour, instead of by the end of the fourth hour, and that's the time that it's melting. Now let me ask you something. Everybody seems to agree that the diyuk is a good diyuk. That v'cham hashemesh v'namatz is b'arba sha'ot. Why is that so clear? It seems a vague way of referring to. I mean, it's just, I understand it's not chatzot, but I mean, who says it's our rabbi? My mashma. Omer v'acha bar Yaakov. Look, the idea over here is the v'cham hashemesh v'namatz. So izu isha hashemesh cham v'atzel tzonein. It's stressing in the sun it is hot, but in the shade it's still cool. Now that's only b'arba sha'ot. Before that, the sun isn't that hot when you stand in it either, because it's still an early sun and it's obscured by the whole atmosphere all the way up the horizon. It's a little misty. So you don't yet feel hot early in the morning, even if it's in the sun. On the other hand, if it's later than Arba Shaot, it's already hot. You don't feel chilly in the tzel. It's got to be referring specifically to that time where you have the shemesh that's calm and the tzel that's cold. That's the diyuk. Actually, it's not quite clear that the diyuk. In the Hagos of Rav Shapira, he points out that there's a pasuk in Shmuel that seems to imply that Chama Shemesh and Chom Hayom At Chom HaShemesh, at Chom HaYom, it's the same thing. Because in the Mice of Yavesh Gilad, this is such a cute vehicle, I can't resist it. The Mice of Yavesh Gilad, so remember that the people of Yavesh Gilad are given a few days to see if they can get any Jews together to save them, you know, otherwise they got to come out and have their right eye blinded, you know, or else they're going to be wiped out. Okay, so Shaul sends back a message that, don't worry about a thing, tomorrow, Chom HaShemesh, you're going to have a Yeshua. Lamaisa, Shaul gets everybody together. It says that he attacks from three sides and that they get rid of the enemy by the time it's Chom HaYom. So he ties us. Lechora, that's referring to the same period. Lamaisa, I don't think it's much of a tiyuk, but it's so cute. But his explanation is even better. So he says, what's the pshat? Over there it says Kichom HaShemesh. Over here it's Kicham HaShemesh. Kicham HaShemesh is a verb. It's not referring to a time of the day of Kichom HaShemesh. Like Rashi said, where is it hot? In the shade. They're saying Kicham HaShemesh because we're talking about melting the man. So it has to be hot enough to melt, not that it should be hot in the sun. That's a different thing. In other words, when will the Shemesh affect something which is on the ground and cause it to be namas? That's tafkana. Very sweet. That would otherwise Kichom HaShemesh would be, it's a different concept that we use interchangeably. Yom, because we refer to the Yom with the Shemesh. We often refer to the same, to the Bo HaShemesh. It's a Panu Yom, Pana Yom, as we say. Tfilat HaMincha HaDerev, Omer Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak. Hatam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Rav Yehuda. Oh, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Says Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak, you know, Rav Kahana Paskin Halacha Rav Yehuda, when it came to the time of Shacharis, even though it was a Yochid, and the Chachamim were against him. Now, over there was because Hov Etznan Dukhirta Kavatei. Hachamai, how about when it comes to time of Mincha? What's the Halacha? Would we also Paskin like Rav Yehuda? Now, on the surface, this seems to be a little bit silly, because it does not say in Idiot anything about Rav Yehuda. On the surface, there doesn't seem to be any connection between one and the other. Why in the world would we think that just because we pass like Rav Yehuda when it comes to the time of Shacharit, we should pass when it comes to the time of Mincha? However, if you consider the meaning of the Machloket, it is possible indeed that there's a very important connection between them, because the Shaila is the word of that's used in the Torah for the Baboker and the Achar HaTzoraim is the same word, and which is Asa. What is the Asiyah of the Tamid? According to some, that's the Machloket between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. If the Asiyah of the Tamid is the Zerika, then the Kviyut of Tefillah would be particularly for the time of the Zerika. If the Asita is in terms of Shvita, then you still have extra time in which you're going to be doing the rest of the Avodah. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the Asa is referring to the Zrika as well, so then if we paskin like him in the morning, that's Arba Shaot, then that's the way we should paskin like him in the afternoon too. So maybe there's a connection between the two. Anyway, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yitzchak did not respond. So Rabbi Chisda said, well, if I'm not getting any response, I just better figure out things myself. Let's figure it out ourselves. Since we know that Rav davened the Arvit of Leil Shabbat, but during Friday, how could he do that? He was davening. Now it's not clear that he was mekabel Shabbat, mind you. We'll talk about that later. But he definitely davened Arvit of Leil Shabbat during the middle of the day on Friday. How could he do that? I mean, after all, if it's still the time of Mincha of Friday, how could he daven Arvit after the Plaga Mincha? Must be Shmami na Halacha k'Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because as Rabbi Natan pointed out in the beginning of the Masechta, how is it that we daven Ma'ariv and Shul early? And he says, well, since we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Ma'ariv early, and Rabbi Natan ties the Zman of Kriyat Shema to the time of Arvit, which is why he argues with Rashi and says, you're not reading Kriyat Shema al Hamitah to be Yotzei to be a Kriyat Shema. You will Yotzei that at the same time that you're Yotzei to be not Arvit. That's basically this trigger that we're learning. So here, apparently, Rav did exactly that. He davened his Ma'ariv early. So it must be that since the Zman of Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, according to Rav Yehuda, it's now time for Arvit. It was time for Arvit. He prayed Arvit at that time. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, I don't know, you could say just the opposite. Since Rav Huna and the Rabbanan would refuse to daven on a normal day until the evening, so from there you could conclude that Ein Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Now, I mean, this is a little bit strange. Why would we conclude that Halacha is not like Rav Yehuda from Rav Huna was an element of Rav, instead of concluding that it was Rav Huna from Rav himself? And even if they're chaylik, I mean, we pass him like Rav when it comes to Isurim, so why wouldn't we pass him like him here? And some learn that there is, and indeed this is very much Nergela Halacha, that Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos is different than any other Ma'ariv. Because there's two different halachas over here. One is the Zman of Tfilah. If you learn that Tfilat Harvit in lo keva, which is the language that actually the Rambam paskins with that language and the language that we just learned, in lo kva. So what does it mean, in lo kva? So in lo kva is Rashi's means you have the whole night. The Rambam learns Ema Kvam means, since it's not a chiyuv, it's a reshut, they were not koveya a particular time for it, because there's no such tefillah. It's whenever it's not the zman of another tefillah, that's when you can daven arvit, which means as soon as it's not time for mincha, I can hal daven arvit. And the truth is that since arvit is keneged the evarim ubdarim, I mean, that was going on from vlaga mincha as well. So why can I not daven at that time? Now that has nothing to do with the technical definition of the day upon which I'm davening arvit. It's just the tefillah arvit. Now there's another issue. The other issue is, there's such a thing as Kabbalat Shabbat, really. The Pashtut, because of the concept of Shosefet Shabbat. Since there is a chiyuv, according to many, to add Min HaKodesh, Min HaChol Al HaKodesh, Min HaKodesh Al HaChol. So on Erev Shabbat, you're supposed to be Mekabel Shabbat early. So therefore, if I went ahead with Mekabel Shabbat early, for me it's already Shabbat, which triggers now my ability to pray the Tfilot of Shabbat. Therefore, I can now pray Tfilot Arvit. If I do that, then I might be able to say, now wait a minute, if Rav Huna was always makpid not to daven Arvit in the daytime. And the only time we know otherwise is that Rav was davening on Erev Shabbat of Shabbat. Maybe the reason he was doing that was because he was Mekabel Shabbat. And that is what allowed him to pray Arvit, but otherwise he wouldn't have. So that Arvit would be a function, not of filling a gap where there's no other tefillah, but rather of the onset of the day, which is normally the Erev, unless you could be Mekabel additional time, which requires the Chiyuv of Mosif, so perhaps that's the reason we're saying, let's conclude otherwise. And let's see this as a function, particularly of the Din of Erev Shabbat. By the way, the fact that the Gemara makes this dependent in how to be Noyeg in Halacha, like Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, and the Gemara concludes now that Hashta, says the Gemara, being as we haven't been able to establish the Halacha, you can do whatever you want. The other Kemaravad. Now you can see where the problem comes of being Mekabel Shabbat early. Because what happens is that people daven Mincha, say Kabbalat Shabbat, and then daven Meir. The problem is, you're now contradicting yourself. If you are being Noheg like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the end of Mincha time was until the end of Plaga Mincha, that would explain very well why you're davening Meirev. But then how could that same person daven Mincha 5 minutes before? That's only according to Chachamim. Can you daven Mincha 5 minutes before? So you've got to make up your mind. Either you're going to daven Mincha early, and then later in the day after Plaga Mincha, you can daven Meirev. Or if you daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, you're going to have to wait until after Shkia to daven Meirev. But how can you have it both ways? That's called a Tardei Sasser. Now here is the question as to whether this new issue of Kabbalat Shabbat early changes that equation. So that maybe when it comes to Erev Shabbat particularly, there, since you're going to be Mekabel Shabbat early, so even though it may be like a Chachomim Mincha time, but the Kabbalat Shabbat makes it as if it's another day, and now you perhaps could pray even according to the Chachomim. Lamaisa, as you know, a Yochid is not supposed to do this. In other words, as the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to a Tzibur, and we have this possible out when it comes to Erev Shabbat, in order not to be Matriach at Tzibur, we allow them to daven Mincha, and then to daven Meir rather than getting together twice. Comes to a Yochid. For Erev Shabbat. There's also grounds for every day as well, if that's their minhag and that, you know, that's their kviyut. But again, it's a little dicey. What we try to do is at least get the Meirev after Shkia. Here we're talking about where the Meirev is Ba'od Yom, because you're trying to get home before Shkia so that you don't have a problem with Kriyat Shabbat and so on with the Meirev. So there it's really, really problematic. Most people, when they do it during the week, even as a tibur, will daven Mincha right before Shkia, and then they'll daven Meirev after Shkia so that you don't have this Tartei Desaser business. So therefore you can choose either way. Now it's a machlokas, we're showing whether choosing either way, and the problem of Tartei Desaser, which by the way is the Rosh's assertion, you've got to watch out for Tartei Desaser, is that bichlal in your life? In other words, you're being noyeg like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't one day do like Rabbi Yehuda and another day can't daven Meirev one day early and mincha late on the next, or is only if it's the same time the Tartei Desaser. That's actually a machlokas. We're pretty makel about that and allow you to choose your day, sort of thing. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was once a maisa that where Rav was equal to Beganiva. Rav came to Geneva's house and he was davening Shabbos early, on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was a Talmud of Rav, was davening behind Rav, Lachor de Rav. Rav completed his tefillah, v'lo paskev et saluted Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he did not want to walk backwards because then he would have gotten into bothering, assuming that's the issue which we'll discuss in a moment, but he didn't want to go within the area where Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening. Now from there we see three things. Shema min atzlat. Shema min amitpalel adam shel Shabbat ve'erev Shabbat. First of all, we see there's no problem of saying Arvit of Shabbat before Shabbat. V'shmamina mitpalel talmid acharei rabo. We also see that it's permissible to pray behind your rab. V'shmamina asur lavor k'neged hamitpalelim. You also see you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who is praying, because otherwise why didn't Rav walk backwards to be misayim his tefillah?
Now,
we'll talk about that too. So the question over here, by the way, is not 100% clear that it's referring to walking back. Because Rashi goes out of his way to say that lo paskal etzarusei means Rav didn't walk in front of Rav Yirmiyah to get to his seat, even though he finished davening. Most others learn the pshatas over here that Rav didn't conclude his tefillah to walk backwards. The mashma'ut is, according to Rashi, the walking backwards is not considered to be a interruption in walking in front of a guy, either because it's not walking in front, just literally part of your tefillah, another person is back at your davening. It's only walking in front of a guy, moving across him, that would be a problem. Or that the din, after all, of walking backwards at the end of the tefillah is halach and kavod hashchina, and therefore it's not something that you put off because somebody's behind you. So Rashi obviously is going out of his way not to say lo paskal etzarusei tefillah. This is actually a machlokas, whether there's a problem of backing up in front of a person who's davening. There's also a whole different way of learning it, which is, what is the reason that we don't walk in front of a person? The pashtut is, you don't walk in front of a person because you're going to disturb his kavanah. So, if that's the case, then we can be machalic between cutting across his field of vision, so which he's got serial hearing, and he's, you know, just sensing movements on. So he's going to be troubled, versus just backing up in front of him where he won't be troubled. The thing is that the Zohar says, and there's some portion that bring this, it's a beautiful, beautiful God. The Zohar says that the area in which a person is davening is basically the mokum where the Shekhinah is present. In which case, it's like walking into the Azara, Shalom Azara. It's incredible. You don't want to walk, I'm going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. The Shekhinah is here. You can't just walk in like you're passing through. Not to pass through.
Yeah. We learned earlier in the section that the Shekhinah is going to come before where the Minyan arrives.
But there's a special Amida B'fnei HaShekhinah of the Yachid. And Nafkamina will be, according to the Zohar, you can't even walk behind him. Because if it's Arba Amot, it would be Arba Amot around him, not only in front of him. And there are indeed those that bring La Halacha, based on the Zohar, shouldn't walk behind him, it's probably opposite. It isn't a function of bothering his Kabbalah. It's a question of how you act vis-a-vis the Shekhinah. It's a whole different question. Which then would raise the other issue. Since your walking back is part of the being Niftar Mitzvah Shekhinah, so your Shekhinah, so to speak, is Machayev Desanog. That's not a pagam in the Kabbalah Shekhinah of the other person. We learn, therefore, that you can't walk in front of the Mitzvah, which is a Raya now to Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Asur La'avor Keneged HaMitzpalelim. Now, is this really true? Didn't Rav Ami and Rav Azi used to walk in front of people and go to their seats, and they were Chalfi? Yeah, they did, but that was Rav Ami and Rav Azi was Chutz L'Arba Amot, who did Chalfi. They would only pass outside of Arba Amot. Rav Yirmiyah, now wait a second, you said Rav Yirmiyah davened in back of Rav. Wasn't Rav his Rebbe? And I thought we said, I'm Rav Yirmiyah Rav. This is Rav's own mimer. Lo Keneged Rabo, a person should not daven even with the Rav, because then he's, as if he's saying he's on the same Madrega. No, we're just in the same row, so to speak. Velo Achorei Rabo, nor should he daven in back of his Rav. Rashi says because it looks like chutzpah. And it's not clear why. Some say because it looks like he's being medayik after Rabo. He don't want to sit there and see if he daven's okay or whatever. Tosfos has a fantastic job, which becomes, unfortunately, very nogei b'zman hazeh. We're afraid he's going to bow to his Rav. It looks like he's being mishtach avet to the Rebbe. So therefore, you shouldn't daven in a way where it could be interpreted in such a fashion. But when you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem and you're bowing to this person, it's not a very good idea, right? I mean, even one of the reasons we don't have people in front of the Sefer Torah when somebody is saying Baruch, it's because of that. Netanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. It's not an accident. That's right, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer says somebody who does pray in that fashion, or Hanotein Shalom Rabo, or if he says Shalom Aleichem to his Rabbi and doesn't say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi or Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Umori, some actually learn that it's a chutzpah to say Shalom Aleichem to the Chalal. In other words, the Talmud waits until he's addressed rather than initiating a greeting. But Elijah replies to Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, you should say. V'hamachzir Shalom Rabo, if he answers without adding, and this would be the riot, because I mean, if it's not the question of addressing, then obviously, I mean, what's Nafkaminovir Notein Machzir? Mazir Shalom the Rabbah without saying Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Vacholeka Yeshivato Shalabah. Someone, now the Rambam learns Vacholeka Yeshivato Shalabah means he opens up a competing yeshiva without the Rishus of his Rab. And that is by definition the Cholika Yeshivato. We know the famous story of the Rambam's, the letters of the Rambam, in which his Talmud, Rabbi Yossi Waknin, asked him permission to open yeshiva in Baghdad. Beautiful letter. Because, I mean, after all, he wasn't allowed to open even though it's Shalom B'fnei Rabbah. It doesn't matter. The Rambam wasn't anywhere near Baghdad. Nonetheless, he wrote him a letter asking him Rishus to open yeshiva, to which the Rambam replied very contemporarily. The Rambam replied, of course you have my permission to open yeshiva, but you'd have to be mad to do so. Because you're going to spend your time either politicking or raising money, and you're going to end up never learning another word in your life. Now, you listen to me if you're asking me Rishus already. It means you think that I'm your Rebbe. If you hold on, your Rebbe, you listen to me. Go to medical school. This is what he says. Go to medical school. You'll get yourself a decent bar nose. You'll have much more time to learn, that's for sure. Won't get involved in machlokas and all kinds of nonsense. And then you'll have a decent life. Why would you open a yeshiva?
This is like every Jewish body. So what kind of business is that?
Exactly. Yeah. Mom is like, you know, out of today's newspaper. So, anyway, so again, how in the world did Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba do something that was against his own Rav Tzak, which is to daven behind him? Answers the Gemara Shani, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, the Talmid Chaver Havi. Actually, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba was not really a Talmud who was dependent on his Rav's learning. He became basically a Talmid Chaver, in which he had the right to argue on him and so on and so forth. And we see that clearly because Heinrich Kamali, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, the Rav, in that very story, what happened was after Rav finished davening, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked him, Mi Badalet, were you Mavdil? In other words, did you Mekabel Shabbat before you did this, and you're no longer doing malacha? Yes, I actually was Mekabel Shabbos, and I'm not doing malacha anymore. Notice that the language is second person. V'lo amar, mi badil mar. He didn't ask him, did Rebbe stop doing malacha? Now, he never would have spoken to him in second person, unless he was basically on the darga being a friend and not a talmid. Now, of course, this... Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. The Omer Dabar Shalosh Shamami Pi Rabbo. Continuing the case, I'm really sorry. I didn't even say what he did. I said if he do it. So if he's mentioned Shalom Marza, Shalom Cholata Yeshivato, or Omer Dabar Shalosh Shamami Pi Rabbo, which again means that he says something where people assume that whatever he says comes from his Rav, and he doesn't say it in the name of somebody else, then that means he's attributing to his Rav something that he never said. Where others learn that you're talking about dafka things that are not being said in Piasvara. In Piasvara, you can always say whatever you want. But you have to say only your Rabsvara. You can even argue on your Rabsvara. Find many times people argue mitzad Hasvara. But here we're talking about Shmuel, which people are assuming this is something I was makabo from my Rab, that you'd have to say somebody else's name if it didn't come from your Rab. So any of these people are going to Shina Shetistalek mi Israel. And therefore, we answer that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was a Talmud Chavarim from the language of Badilma. Now you see that when he was asking, now that we understand that there's significant implications of whether he had been mafsik malacha. We can understand how important this question is. Because if he was not mekabel Shabbat, then you have a clear raya to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha about tefillat arvit all the time. If he was mekabel Shabbat, it may be that this is a special case. So he wanted to know whether he was mekabel Shabbat. Now there's another problem in this argument, which we sort of waffled over. And that is the Kabbalah of Shabbat before Shabbat comes from what din? What right do you have to be mekabel Shabbat before Shabbat? L'chora, because of Tosefet Shabbat. Problem is, the Rambam paskins is no din of Tosefet Shabbat. There's only a din of Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. So the question is, how would he have been badalot? And here is an interesting halacha, in which case the question was a different question according to the Rambam. And mi badalot would mean, can you be mekabel Shabbat itself because of Kiddush? He was over here saying Kiddush in his tefillah, Vayichulu. So there, even though you can't be stam mekabel Shabbat, but maybe you could be mekadesh the etzem Shabbat early, just to be mekabel on yourself more, not also Tosefet. You say, as far as I'm concerned, it's Shabbat. There could be nafkaminas over here in terms of the Suda. In other words, if it's been a Tosefet Shabbat, can you eat the Suda Shabbat and Tosefet Shabbat? If you have to eat your Suda on Shabbat. There were places, by the way, where they were no way to eat Ba'oda Yom Gadol. Very strange idea from a lot of Tzaddik communities. That they would be Makabal Shabbos, would then have a Suda, and they would then be taking a walk along the banks of various rivers, and it was still daylight. After they had concluded the Suda and everything. Because the Pashto said before Plaga Mincha for sure you can't. They had time to do all of this. If the whole issue is Rabbi Yehuda, then it would only be Plaga Mincha. To be Makabal before Plaga Mincha wouldn't even be Chal. And that's the way, actually, we paskin today. Somebody wants to be Makabel Shabbos earlier. Give him Makabel Shabbos earlier than the Plaga Mincha. So he's going to be taking a taxi to the Kotel, let's say. You know, to that guy. Or he wants to walk to the Kotel. He wants to be Makabel Shabbos. His wife won't have a chance to light her neiros. He doesn't like, you know, lighting neiros without Kabbalah Shabbos. Is it possible to do that before Plaga Mincha? It doesn't have a din of Kabbalah Shabbat. Lamaisa, you're going to need to actually wait until Plaga Mincha to be able to get away with it.
Because you can't light candles.
Yeah, you can't be Makabel Shabbos earlier. And the candles lit before the Zman is not considered to be Kabbalah Shabbat. Anyway, so so this is all of this is dependent on how we learn these sugyas. You can see that there's quite a bit of exciting material over here. If you ever want to start doing Daf Yomi and instead do Daf Chof Zayin for the 7 years of the cycle, I mean, there are people who do that. No, that's right. That's true. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, there are children growing up in different places. You've never seen
Abdullah. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So he said, "In Bedilma, I did in fact, I was Makabel Shabbos." Now, ask the Gemara, "Me brother, was he indeed Makabel Shabbos?" The Amar Rabbi Pa'amachatik Palel Rebbe Shal Shabbat Erev Shabbat. Once Rebbe had davened early, Nichnas the Merchatz V'yatsa V'shana Lam Pirkei V'adayim Lo Chashcha. And after he was Makabel Shabbos, he went into the Beit HaMerchatz. Certainly wouldn't have gone to take a shower on Shabbos. He then came out and he taught us the Shir Erev Shabbos, and it was still light. Amar Rava doesn't say what he went to do in the Beit HaMerchatz. He didn't go in to take a shower. He went in to take a good Shvitz. And the Shvitz, this was still before they made the Gzeira on the Shvitz. They ended up in the end being Gezer against Shvitzu, because people were saying, "I'm just going into Shvitz. A little bit extra on the side." But because of that, they ended up answering the Shvitz. That's right, exactly. I'm going down to the pool to warm up. The Kodesh Gzeira, it was before they had the Gzeira on the Shvitz. Eniva, Vaya Sharda Ravdini Barlikoy, the Chavruye Salih. Wait a minute, we know Lamaisa. This happened to Ravdini, who was also Makabel Shabbos. He came and asked Abaya, and Abaya said, "You could still turn on the lights." Because what happened is he was a basket weaver. They used to let the basket sit in sulfur that they would burn to dry it out, put a finish on the basket. And he allowed him to turn on the lights to get the sulfur hot. Still, because it was still Erev Shabbos, which obviously Ravdini Balevoy was not Makabel Shabbos. You see, you could daven until Erev Shabbos while it's still cold. No, Ahuta Musa have it. That was a mistake. The day had gotten very dark because it was overcast. They thought that it was time for Kabbalah Shabbos. Then, all of a sudden, the clouds parted. They see it's plenty of time till Shabbos. So there, the Ta'ut is Hadar. In other words, it was a mistake, and he never was Makabel Shabbos. What do you mean? The Ta'ut of Mihadar? I thought, once you're Makabel, or once you define it a certain way, it's too late. Because doesn't Avidan say, Pa'am Achad Nit Kashru Shamayim Be'abim? There was once a Maisa where everybody thought it was dark. It's when Am Lomar Chashechu. Nifasula Beit HaKnetet. They went into shul. Everybody got in Meir. They come out and it's bright daylight. What do we do? We have to daven Meir again? And he said, "Well, if you already davened, you know, it's okay." So apparently, the fact that you had an intent that was based on a mistaken time doesn't change anything. No, that's because it's a tzibur. Shani tzibur, the Lord Matruchinim. We're not matriyak tzibur to do the davening again. But over there, the case of Ravdini Barliboy was a yachid. Certainly, Abaya would have allowed him to be semich on his ut to go turn on the lights and then this davening. Omer Tiabarov, Rav Tzolei Shal Shabbat Be'erev Shabbat, Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Matzei Shabbat B'Shabbat. Not only we said that Rav davened his Meiriv for Shabbat on Friday, but also Rabbi Yoshia davened Meiriv for Matzei Shabbat while it was still light on Shabbat. Now, when you say that Rav davened Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, did he also say Kiddush? Erev Shabbos, or did he wait until the night in order to say Kiddush? So, Omer Kiddusha ala Kos? Oh, I know Omer Kiddusha ala Kos. Tashma, Yomer Nachor Omashmo. Mitzpalel Adam Shal Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, Ve'omer Kiddusha ala Kos. Ve'yokata Kavate. Daven, you say your Kiddush on Erev Shabbat, and that's how we pass it.
Are we asking, he needs to make Kiddush on
Kos? No, apparently. You can make Kiddush later. Now, how about the other case? Where Rabbi Yoshi was Matzi Shomatzai Shabbat, Shabbat. Does he say Abdullah on Shabbos? How about over there? Did he say Abdullah early too? Omer Havdala Alakos? Oh, Eino Omer Havdala Alakos. Tashmati. Omer Rav Yehuda Anashmur. Mitzpalel Adam Shemotzei Shabbat B'Shabbat. But Omer Havdala Alakos? You could even make Havdala. And Atosu says this is Dafka, where there's a Tzorech Mitzvah. So somebody had to go leave in order to be able to catch a flight to do a Brit Milah. Or the case, we'll see the case later on, where he had to go travel to Rome in order to save Gezer against Halius or whatever. So then they were Matir this. And why couldn't he do it later? He wouldn't have had access to wine and so on later. So here he was home, he was able to make Abdullah.
He couldn't have loved it, right?
Obviously, he couldn't have loved it. Shaila is only whether you're Yotze the Chiyah of Kiddush for Abdullah. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Omar Rav, I want to tell you an Eidus. And you can be sure that if I'm going to give you the details, then it's got to be right. Here's the details. It was right next to this column that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yossi davened Tefillah of Shabbat on Erev Shabbat. There you go. When Ula came, said, well, it's pretty accurate, except it wasn't a column. It was a palm tree. And it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, actually. It was Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. And it wasn't Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. It was Mitzray Shabbos on Shabbos. But basically, you got it pretty straight.
This is the house of Yehuda now. Well, not really.
It's
the street, probably, isn't it?
It's already was a Maisha Shahaya. They bring that it's tomorrow. Was where he was going out to avert the Gezerah. Tfilata Erev in Lakva. So when we say in Lakva, what do we mean? My in Lakva. If it means what? If he wants to, he could daven all night long, the way we assumed it meant. So then just say, Tfilat Erev Kol HaLayla. I mean, what does that have to do with Kvar? It just has to do with the fact you're telling me when the Zman is. The Zman is Kol HaLayla. Just say Kol HaLayla. Like you said, that Tfilat HaMincha could be until the end of the day. Okay, just say the whole day, all night. Elamai in La Kvar. When you're saying it has no Kviyut, it's going according to the Man Yomar, who says, Tfilat Arvit Rishut. And this we know that there's a machlokes. Tfilat Arvit. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chova. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishut. Now Tosis learns when it says Rishut, it does not mean that it's up to you to decide whether to daven Meir or not. Even though this is how we pass it, it's Tfilat Arvit Rishut. Rishut just means that if you have a mitzvah that needs to be done during this time, you're not considered to be being Isaac for mitzvah. Therefore, we better to do a mitzvah. So vis-a-vis a mitzvah is considered to be Rishut. But if there's no reason to be Mevatel Meir, you should say Meir anyway. There are many Rishonim who argue. Tosfos says Rishut means you don't have to daven Meir. The Maaser, the Rambam brings that we paskin Tfilat Arvit Rishut. But as he points out, Kvar Nagu Kol Yisrael, everybody has accepted this thing as a minhag, that they view it as if it's a chiyuv, and therefore doesn't help you too much, except in certain special circumstances, the different status of Meir. One of those issues are, according to the Rambam, the Ein La Kva means that the Zman of Meir is not tied to Arvit particularly. Now you would think Arvit means Arvit. I mean, Tfilat Shacharit, we know it's Bezman HaShachar. Tfilat Arvit, what defines Erev? It's a rather strange language to call it, because Erev, is it Erev? Is it Laila? I mean, what exactly are, is it as the sun is setting? Arvit? Funny language for a Tfilat. So therefore, says the Rambam, that's the whole point. Ein la keva. So if they're being koveya specifically a Tfilat, then part of the takana is to give it a time. Since there were never koveya Arvit, what it means is that the Tfilat that a person does during the time, when there's no other Tfilat that's koveya, is called Tfilat Arvit. You know, a little bit before, a little bit after, whatever comes to you to be your evening, so to speak. Before you go to sleep, we call it Arvit. And therefore, it has no kviyut in Zman, which there gives a beautiful explanation for the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah indeed is talking about time, so what a funny way to say, and the time of Meirav, well, Ein La Kavah. Just say that this time of Meirav is all night long. Well, that's the whole point. By saying Ein La Kavah, you're saying there is no time for Meirav, so that it fills the blank, so to speak, which explains why, just because Rabbi Yehuda says that Tfilas Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, that then you can dive in Meir. What does one have to do with the other? I mean, that's the time for Mincha. Now it's not a time for any Tfilah. And now Meir could still start after Tzeta Kochavim. So you see that, in fact, they are interdependent, but only because Ein Lakva. So what's the din? Rabbi Halachik Yom Chovah. Rabbi Halachik Yom Rishut.